You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? We got a show for you today. It's a show. And I know we already came out with a show, but it's another show. It's the show after the show. It's the after show show and stuff. And today, we're just going to talk about whatever comes up. So, what do you guys like to do? I like to post things online and see what happens. That's one thing I like to do. I like to record music. I like to video. I like to make, let's see, artistic videos. I don't really like making music videos. I'd rather make like an artistic video. Something that's like that not norm, like a lot of normal people don't really do. They wouldn't think to do that type of stuff. I like to use Photoshop. Not really all that much though. It costs too dang much. And it takes too much to open a program, you know? But yeah. So, we've got a comment on Twitter. About some of the Cernovich said to all the gutter tier Antifa bloggers and snide ass wannabes, you are nothing compared to me. This is what I do. This is my world. Cry more. Jeff Epstein arrested due to Mike Cernovich court win. That's cool, but how was he arrested due to that? I thought he was already arrested. I don't know. But I thought I'd just pass that news along to you guys that he just tweeted that out. That's interesting. But then it says, flight logs show Bill Clinton flew on Jeffrey Epstein jet much more than previously known. So that's cool. But here we have Joe Biden condemns Antifa attack against journalist Mr. Andy, I don't know how you say NGO. No, Ngo? I don't know. Or you just say no. Andy No? Something like that. Sorry if I'm butchering your name. I was never taught how to spell that. When? I know. No? I don't know. I guess that's what I'm saying. If you're fair, hate him, love him, in the middle, don't know or don't care. If you have a list of who's kept this case alive, find justice for Epstein victims. Cernovich is at the top. Jeffrey Epstein arrested for sex trafficking of minors, reports say. So that's a good big bust. Cool. Cool. Thank you. Cool. Thank you. So that's news for you right there. So I've shared that news with you. Ted Cruz calls out New York Times editorial board member who said he should not quote Frederick Douglass. Senator Ted Cruz is not apologizing for quoting Frederick Douglass after Mara Gay, a member of the New York Times editorial board, said blah 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 blah. That's interesting. Oh. That happened tonight. That search warrant executed at Epstein's house happened tonight. Tonight. The Empire Strikes Back. Man. The Beast Strikes Back. wonder what they found. I wonder what the discovery was. I'm calling out AOC to condemn what has happened and what has happened to many AOC, a child by her supporters. This child's account is now gone due to death threats to her by the congresswoman's supporters. Say something and do something, AOC. Protect free speech like you claim to do. Retweet. I'm definitely retweeting that. Yep. Graham Allen can get a follow too. Tom Winter says, breaking NBC News. Four sources with direct knowledge of the matter say that Jeffrey Epstein was taken into custody today in New York after arriving from an overseas flight. He faces federal sex trafficking charges. Reported with Jonathan for NY and S. Fitzpatrick. Interesting stuff. A new line of Chuck Taylors is out, and they're interesting. They look like knitted sneakers. I don't know. They're interesting. They're pretty cool looking, I guess. For some Chucks. Jonathan Greenblatt says, white supremacist propaganda, extremist murders, terrorist plots. We're trafficking, what, this is promoted? We're trafficking all incidents of extremism across the U.S. in our interactive heat map. Follow to learn more about the map and ADL's work combating all forms of hate and extremism. What the F? You are definitely promoting to the wrong fellow, buddy. Ashley retweeted, take me to the library and kiss me in the fantasy section. It's a bit extreme. If Epstein goes down, an entire pedophile network will come down. Awesome. That gets a retweet. Health, harmony, and relationships. Happiness, money, creativity, and love will come to you in the future based on your intentions now. I'll retweet that. That's what's up. Clinton ditched Secret Service on 5 known trips. Uh-oh. An investigation into official flight records of financier and convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Woo! Woo! Mosquitoes are the original vampires. You can get a like. And then you meet the ones who remind you to smile and breathe deeply and bring your soul to peace. Those are my people. Wow, that is something else in that whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Yes. Yes, good effort, you guys. Thank you to everybody who made that happen. Thank you. Awesome. That is really good news. That's accountability. That's the accountability. The kind of accountability that I've been waiting for to happen. Thank you. Thank you. That's one less pedophile pusher off the streets. Thank you. And that's what's up. You know, God, yeah, why you go crazy? Yeah, you know, what is that? That's what's up. I'm going to take another drink. What's up? Because you know why God and why y'all just lazy, or you know, or what is that? Another wonderful millennial back to attack. I wouldn't push in the tweets. Oh, come on, now you're just pressuring the week. Man, that's what's up, dude. I'm out here getting paid in Alaska. Thank you. Finally. Finally getting some money. I'm still working on getting enough money to be able to afford the things that I would like to afford. Like these payments on this car, these car payments are like $400 a month. It's crazy. It's crazy. I can't wait to just own it outright and then be able to work on the body of the car. It needs body work, you know, son of a gun. And I need to get it either my car stereo soldered or I need to get a whole new stereo. I'd like to get a whole new display face. The whole face replaced. It's stock right now. It looks pretty nice and everything, but I don't know. I just like the custom stereos in my car. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Bye. This is really me just blowing off steam. I went to work today. Had a good day. That's what's up. Got off a little early. Got me some food. Got up out of there. I had a good time. I had a good time. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. I'm just, I don't know. I'm just happy. I really am just happy. I'm not bothered by anything. I'm just happy. And that's what it really comes down to, my friends. I lived with one friend and he was saying, you know what? At the end of the day, I just asked myself if I'm happy. I said, okay, well, if you're happy? He's like, then I go to sleep. I'm like, okay, what if you're not? Well, then I do something till I'm happy. I'm like, well, all right then. That's what's up. Whatever makes you happy. Think good, see good, hear good, speak good, because they are ingredients of belief process. All right. Ooh, you're gonna have to excuse me. I'm a little tired. It's about 10:13 over here in the evening, and we've still got just quite a little bit left of this podcast to go. Oh my God, we're not even halfway done. Oh boy. Let's see, what can I talk about? Let's get to know me a little bit. I like to play guitar. I like to sing. I like to draw. I like to play games on my phone, very rarely, but I do. I like to play Hungry Shark Evolution. And I like to play Zombie Highway 2. It's a really fun game. I got the Hummer on the game now, so I can make it further, make it like 7-8 miles. Pretty cool. So yeah, if you guys ever been on a cruise before, cruise is pretty fun. I don't know. The one I went on is fun. The Breeze, that was a lot of fun. I had so much fun on the Carnival Breeze with your boy Schwartz. Use the Schwartz Luke. Whatever you do, use the Schwartz Luke. You know what I'm saying? So, what do you guys do for work? I deliver pizzas. That's what I do right now. I'm delivering pizzas. Yep. And, I barely make it rent, but I'm doing it. Made rent this month. That's what's up. And I got some padding. That's the even better part about it. Got a little padding, just a little bit. Enough to give me by to the next pay period. But you know, I am running for president, you guys and gals and everybody. So if you visit chance.money, view the issues, view the whole page, check it out. Check me out on chance.money. That's the website link, chance.money. Just go there, check me out. Make your contribution, because without your contribution, this is not even possible at all. Without your help, I'm still working a pizza job. And that's what's up. I had somebody ask me today, are you doing this to run for president, or are you doing this to make some money? I'm like, well, I'm doing it to run for president. But you can't be president without being able to spend money. You see what I'm saying? So, if the money isn't there, you don't get to qualify for the ballot. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy. It is just crazy. But you can write my name in your ballot. Chance Trahan. Oh my goodness. And okay, look. The quarter is up, right? And I've probably raised $15,000 now. I mean, I'm still raising money. I am raising money. There is money coming in, definitely. But the only issue is that it's not enough. And it's not from enough sources. from all over the U.S. In order for me to fly around the U.S., I have to have money to start with. And that money to start with, I have to ask you for a donation. And so I'm asking you to please visit chance.money and make a donation. It's through PayPal. And I know I said a lot about PayPal earlier today, but that's how I'm accepting my donations, is through PayPal. I have little card readers and everything. What happened is I let their policies upset me. I really did. And I don't agree with it, so I probably won't be selling through eBay anymore. I'm gonna have to find another store. One that's jumping. And probably not Spotify unless they can really help me sell my product. And that's what's up. Because if you can't be my pitch man, then you don't get my pitch, man. That's just what it is. If you don't have money, then I'm probably not gonna pitch to you. I'll tell you all about it, but I ain't gonna pitch to you. You know what I'm saying? I have to know you have the money and the crew behind this. Because I've already got a crew. But if you don't have the money, then I ain't got no crew. Better hurry, because my crew is moving over to Japan and it's not going to be as cheap to get them to come back over to the U.S. They'll only come to visit. I mean, unless they're banking, but who knows. That's just only part of my team. Man, I've got all these scripts written. I've really got to sell them off. If I could sell one script, or just sell Good Cop, Bad Cop, which I mean by lease, you would lease it. If I could lease Good Cop, Bad Cop, it gets produced and everything is hunky-dory, then I would have enough money to focus on my campaign. That's what I'm really trying to do here. I'm trying to just take this one apple at a time. One bite at a time. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, dude? Now I'm getting a lot of flack at my job. It's basically like, are you running for president or are you delivering pizza? I'm like, well, I'm paying my bills right now, so I'm delivering pizza. I mean, you've got to really think about this. I have support, and I have financial support, but I have limited support. You see what I'm saying? And I'm really not trying to make excuses at all. And I know that is totally an excuse, but I'm also working a full-time job, plus trying to cram all of the stuff I wanted to do just in case I become a president that I can't do whenever I'm a president before I'm a president. That's my deal. So I've spent a lot of time writing recently because Amazon was closing their doors and they weren't gonna let me use the story writer anymore. So I hurried up and finished all my scripts, all of them that I could stand to finish. And I did, and I downloaded them all. And I got quite a bit done. Thank you, Amazon story writer. Thank you. You guys are amazing. And it'd be cool to be able to buy that tool from you. That'd be so super dope. But anyways, it's neither here nor there. Or yeah, it is. Whatever though. Look, I just want to thank each and every one of you. I know that a lot of people I don't talk to right now, and it's just because I've been busy working. And those are the people that I talked to recently. But there's a lot of people that I haven't talked to in a really long time. And I just want to say that it's not that I'm sorry. It's just that, man, there has been so much going on. And I wish that I could have been talking to her for a long time. But, you know, it's just me and Facebook, I don't know. There's just something funky about Facebook. And that's how I was keeping in touch with a lot of you. And I miss a lot of you guys and gals. You are so awesome. You know, all my family and friends, and friends, family, friends, all y'all. But it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't, so it's whatever. So I like, that kind of sucks. I can't keep in touch with my family because they're playing peekaboo with my Facebook again. I tried to start a new one, and it's like, nope. We just need to see your ID, make sure it's really you, man. Okay, well, how many, or a picture, they wanted just a picture this time. I'm like, okay, well, how many times are you going to have me verify? Like, all the time? Like, is that what this is going to happen again? Or, Facebook, are we going to make me verify all the time again? Like, should I just, like, not have a Facebook? Like, for real, for real? Is that what's up? Because Facebook is really helping me run that campaign, you know? It's really helping me run that campaign, and if I can't run that campaign on Facebook, then it's just like, whatever, man. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why y'all are doing this to me. Why are you doing this to me? I'll stop singing like that, I'm sorry. But you know, the Facebook drama is something else, man. I don't know. It's just too much going on Facebook. It really is. Especially in them groups. Them groups are nasty. Some of them groups are nasty. It's just the drama, man. Make it stop. I don't know. It just really isn't worth it to have a Facebook, is it? It just really isn't. But it sucks though, because it's like a big social thing. It's how you talk to people. It's how you break the ice with a lot of people. But then again, it's gotten really weird. So it's like, I don't know. It's like liberal land. If that makes any sense. I don't know, dude. It's nuts. The fake news on Facebook is nuts. It's bonkers. Maybe I should stay off of Facebook. Maybe I should do the Dennis Leary thing, take his advice. Just stay the F off of Facebook. Maybe so. Maybe so. So, I think it's time to talk some crap about Obama. So if Epstein went down, and there's ties to Obama from Epstein, and the Clintons, I know there's ties to Obama, right? Through the emails, right? The email showed tied to Epstein and Obama and Epstein and Hillary and Obama and Epstein and the lovers and whatever. I mean, right? That's all tied together, right? Because, yeah, that's a pretty nasty situation. And I'm glad that that's, at least that part's over with. That's good, at least. Well, who's the snake in the grass that's trying to take his place? That's what I want to find out. That's what I'm trying to find out. Who's next? Bada bada swing. Bada 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 swing. Swing. Bada bada swing. So, what are you guys doing tonight? I'm just chilling out. I just got done playing some Crash Bandicoot. Haven't played that in a long time. I got the trilogy from the library. And I got that Horizon Zero Dawn. I still got that. I went and rechecked that out. But I'm playing Crash Bandicoot 3. The Time Warp one or whatever. That's pretty fun. It's pretty cool. I'm almost to the third boss. Or is it the second boss? Yeah, it's the second boss. So that's cool. It's a fun time. Just instead of playing games on my phone, I'd rather play them on the PS4. You know? It's a good time. It really is. It really is. So what are you doing? Are you driving? Are you trying to read a book? I'm trying to read a book, what are you listening to me for? Like for real though. Oh man. It's something else when somebody brings a book to your job and you're delivering pizza. And you've got stuff like side work to do all day. Like, why did you bring a book to your job when you're not on break? Book is for break time. Break time only. Break time only. And that's what I'm talking about. That's the sound. Let me know what's going down. What's up, everybody? Hope you had a good 4th of July. Oh, yeah, I know I did. Man, I'm feeling this beat. What's up? I'm over here dancing. What's up? Yeah. Anyways, enough about me. Let's talk about you for a minute. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Why are you struggling? Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Tell me why you're struggling. I need to know, you know I need to know that right now. So let me know, why are you struggling? It's easy when you put your mind to it. Ain't nothing to it. Just go on and do it. I feel like I'm singing Madonna and stuff. I don't know, I'm just feeling really good right now. I just want to thank everybody for coming through. All the time, my whole life. This has been the most interesting life ever, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for making it that much more interesting. Especially the guy that was eating the leaves back in high school and pretending to not eat leaves. You are something else. Some people are crazy, man, like in a good way. You know, because they'll be messing with you, you know? And you know they're walking away laughing because they totally got you. I think people like that, like, it's that type of stuff that's like, it puts hair in your chest. It'll put a little hair on your chest. Don't mind him. He'll just put a little hair on your chest. He'll mess with you a little. It'll put a little hair on your chest. It'll be good for you. But I'm a girl. Don't worry. It'll be good for you. Man, have you seen Mr. Pickles? That show is wild. That show is something else, man. If you haven't seen Mr. Pickles, you gotta see what they're getting away with on this show, man. That is some wild stuff. Devil insignia everywhere. Sacrifice all over the place. Like, I mean, and there's a dog doing it. His minions. And you just have to see the show. Mr. Pickles is crazy. I'm telling you. You gotta see it to believe it. You know what that means? It means the bird flu. Bird flu all through. Flu. Sometimes I just be like spitting bars that had everything to do with everything and nothing to do with nothing at the same time. I'm just pulling a chain right now. I don't ever have any goof off podcasts, so like, this is me kind of goofing off. I don't ever pull nobody's chain and stuff, you know. I just try to do me and not be bothered by other people, you know. Not get too into their stuff. And so I'll say hi to them and stuff, you know. But if I see them talking, it's like, I'll stay out of their business. Unless they're looking at me. I'm like, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Now that's something that has everything to do with everything and nothing to do with nothing at the same time. Make sense? Aw, shit. I think that means it is time to blizzes. The grizzes. About. That's what's up. The last of the dead banana. I'll tell you that. That's what's up. Now, where you guys been? Huh? Yeah, you. Where you been? Don't you know I've been looking around for you? Where you been? Have you ever heard of me do this song yet? If you haven't, it's called Her Heart. I love it. Her heart is... Yeah, so... And that's what's up. So what do you guys want to talk about? We got a couple more minutes left. I'm going to talk about some football. Who that? Saints. Who that? Saints. Who that? Saints. That's what's up. That's the football I'm talking. It's crazy though because I'm a Saint fan. I'm a Saints fan in Seahawk territory basically. A lot of people out here like the Seahawks. And a lot of people out here are from Washington. But it's cool though, because I get along with him. We all get along. It's cool. I mean, unless it's game day, then that might be a different story. Hey man, that is always a hard game. And it's, I was always like, man, screw to the Seahawks, because they always beat the Saints. And I get tired of that crap, man. It's like, man, y'all ain't figured out how to beat the Seahawks yet? Come on, man. Come on. But sometimes, we do win. But a lot of times, we don't. Not against the Seahawks, nope. Nope. Not yet. I'm sorry. So, I haven't been watching recently, so if it's been the opposite recently, I'm sorry. But, you know, usually whenever I'm watching, at least, we ain't beating them Seahawks. And I guess that's why you call them the Aints instead of the Saints. I mean, I got a nickname for every team, though. Every team. I picked them up from a lot of other people. Oh, the dang old blah, 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 you know. You know how that goes. So, I hope you had a good day. And I hope you're having a good night. And I hope we're all having a good time. I'm happy. Because I choose to be. I choose to be happy. And I just want to be thankful to everybody who shows up, who's just there. You are just there. Thank you. Thanks for showing up and being a part of my day. Thank you. I love you very freaking much. All of you. People listening. People who aren't listening. Life is not easy. And I just want to say thank you for everything.